That's great music. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. We have Chris calling from Fountain Hills and Kevin calling from Mesa, and an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Let's bring Chris in from Fountain Hills. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hello, this is Chris.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question for you, Rosie. I have a 20-year-old house with a tile roof, and I had a minor leak earlier this year. And I have a question on the different types of underlayment, and I've had a couple contractors come out. One suggested using two layers of 40-pound paper, and another one only uses a peel-and-stick product. And so I had a question on that, well, all of them, but how do you feel about the peel-and-stick?
I'm comfortable with it. I'll tell you, Chris, in Fountain Hills, if you'd go to our referral network, punch in Fountain Hills Roofing, you'd get about five different roofers who are all Rosie certified. And if you got quotes from all five of them, I'm not encouraging you to do that. But if you did, all five would be putting some different underlayment down there.
Okay.
But they're all going to give you a guarantee. The peel and stick has come on really, really strong the last 10 years. I know some of my roofers still really like the two layers of 40. Either one of those is going to give you a solid 25 to 30 year life. The fact that your tile roof is about 20 tells me, is it a what we call a merchant built home, or was it a custom built home?
It's a custom.
Okay. Do you know what they put down on it?
I think it was, it just looks like your regular old, it was pretty thin, maybe like a 20 or 30 pound single layer, possibly.
Yeah, 20 years ago, a lot of guys in the custom, semi-custom were doing a layer of 15 and a layer of 40. But you're close to your economic life, and the fact that you have incurred one small leak, I'd have the roofers look it over really good, and I can go either way, two 40s. Or the peel and stick, either way, I'm fine with it, as long as you're getting the recommendation from one of the Rosie certified roofers. I'm fine with it.
Okay. Yeah, I was just concerned on the peel and stick, because I guess you can't pull that up ever. It like bonds to the OSB. So
it's there, baby.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sounds good. I'll check your referrals on the website then.
It's there. You're gonna probably just try and save the tile, right? Lift.
Yeah. Exactly.
Put a new underlayment down and then replace. Okay.
Yeah.
Man, I was in Fountain Hills last night at 5 o'clock, coming in off Palisades, about 2 miles in. Can't remember the name of the road I had to take a ride on. This backyard had the most incredible, and it was just when the sun was hitting the Superstitions and Four Peaks and the Matizels. It was the most stunning, gorgeous Arizona view. It was postcard perfect. And that was this family's view every day.
Yeah, the Four Peaks on a setting sun is, that's hard to beat.
I mean, we were there visiting. This gentleman I was visiting with also had a little roof leak out on his walking deck. So we were out there, and as we were talking, there was a covey of quail calling over here in the green belt behind his house. And then there was a whole family, a mom, a coyote, and a couple little pups running through the desert. It was absolutely a gorgeous setting. Fountain Hills. I thought when they started building that was actually going to be, you know, they were building me a motocross track for my dirt bike. But I soon found out they had other plans. But I used it for that until they started the first house. All right, so we're here at Rosie on the House, helping you with your home. And you can give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. I don't think we have quite time to sneak in Kevin, who's calling with grading. And we have had our share of grading problems, given all the rain we've had the last, you know, 3 weeks, now going on a month. I've seen grading and water issues I have never seen after being here since the 60s.
So let's give away our Arizona State Park passes real quick. This is the time of the broadcast. We usually try and do it the second segment of 9 o'clock. And this is for Arizona State Park passes. If you have our home maintenance calendar, or you can go to rosieonthehouse.com and under homeowner resources, there's the calendar tab. In August, there's an Arizona trivia question. If you know the answer to that question that's in our home maintenance calendar for October, text the answer to 411-923. All correct answers during this bottom of the hour news break will be selected at random for, I think we have 12 passes to give away. So we'll give them away in sets of two. So we'll give away six sets of passes. If you know the answer to the trivia question in Arizona trivia question that's in October's home maintenance calendar,